Let's try it again.
That's tie stick.
Hi, Barney. What are you doing, Fred? I'm teaching Dino some tricks. I don't think Dino will learn any tricks, Fred.
Well, yeah, you know, I've actually heard Goofy's show. It's really about nothing, you know? Hey, Goofy, if you're hearing me, man, why don't you throw some news in there or something, all right? I mean, literally, it's just you saying, hey, yeah, bean and cheese graffiti! Come on.
People love when people talk about other people. It's what they love. Because it means that they have to think less. Because the material's already been laid out for them.
It's because I thought it was a shit show after 5 minutes. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. But let's get to it real quick. This is what's mesmerizing your mind.
Right here, one of his buddies using his number. That's who it is. You.
Here on Spreaker, which is not like the blog talk radio that kicked me off. West FM.
Well, except for Jewish producer, but that, I guess, if you're
now, wait a minute, I think...
Although, hey, did you notice that Samson in the Bible movie is black? Isn't that cool? Isn't that good? Like, I was like, oh, Samson...
Now, tell me, who are you?
K-I-L-A-186.2.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
Stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
I mean, so welcome to Junkyard America.
This country is like a college chick after two Long Island iced teas. We can be talked into anything, like wars, and we can be talked out of anything, like health care.
You know, call the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
They believe that the voters are stupid, as he said.
Affirmative action is important in your career, and I think that they work together.
But look, this is embarrassing for her, this is embarrassing for the White House, it certainly should be embarrassing.
And calling American voters stupid.
That the system is set up to hide its true nature, which is wealth redistribution. He was saying...
They have to lead the masses to the promised land, and they can only do it by deception.
I mean, so welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
No, stand corrected. Jesse Ventura is a statesman.
But he's a political idiot. That's what it proves.
That's right. Based on a lie, according to this professor.
If you stand strong on what you believe, that you should use that in all aspects of your life, including your career. I know that I do.
This is a stupid country.
And that's what he said openly. And it is a scandal of the media that this has to be discovered.
But I wouldn't put anything past this stupid country.
We don't need to because the law was passed.
Had they known that, it would never have passed.
I think everybody knew exactly what they were getting.
From the rocky shores of Hawaii to the beautiful sandy beaches of Hawaii, America is our home.
I mean, so welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
A politician makes it his career to get elected. A statesman goes and serves, and when he's done serving, he goes back to what he used to do, or he goes on to a new career.
Which is kind of like driving cross-country to protest highways.
That was BS, and this other stuff, it's all BS. We had to do it because we had to get this law passed, and sorry.
We wanted to get the bill. We didn't care about how we did it. So we lied about everything. We lied about if you can keep the plan, knowing that you can't keep your plan.
There may be a situation here in which a serious mistake was made. If that's the case, then we'll find out and we'll hold somebody accountable.
But millions of Americans are losing their health plans because of Obamacare.
Keep your government hands off my Medicare.
We lied about the fact this would be a transfer of wealth, a massive transfer of wealth.
You know what I think the heart of all this is? It's all about money.
I mean, the slang word for money
money.
The system was set up to hide its true nature.
They lied about every aspect of this.
We should forget the town halls and replace them with study halls.
When it comes to this issue,
Obama campaigned in this law for 2 solid years.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
When it was obvious they were lying about all this,
it would not have passed, so we had to lie.
So welcome to Junkyard America, baby. So welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
Oh, yes. Monday is here, and it's time to talk about Junkyard America. Welcome, one. Welcome, all. Yes. Y'all know who the fuck I am. I'm your brown colored commentator. I am the great Goofy Bone. And we are here chilling live on 186.2 Deuce, the worldwide radio show. And how was everybody's weekend? Shit, I had a great weekend, but I didn't have a great day. Before we start talking about Junkyard America, let's talk about the real junk in a fucking America. Do you know today, ladies and gentlemen, my toilet and my fucking shower were backed up full of fucking junk because one of my stupid, or maybe a couple of my stupid fucking bimbos, they decided to flush their girly products down my wonderful fucking toilet. And you know that shit backs up. Let's not act like once you flush it away, it goes to the flushing gods. The ones that eat all our crap. No. Son of a bitch. I had to call Roto-Rooter Emergency Service. I got on the phone. I told that fucking Amy chick on Roto-Rooter. I go, Amy, you got to send somebody over here right away. I don't know what the hell's going on. It looks like Johnny Depp got sucked into my shower drain and he got shot up full of fucking shit. Send me someone in now. Should I, oh, you want somebody right now? No, bitch. No. And within 30 minutes, they sent over Hector, the fucking, the toilet bowl inspector. Yeah, his name was Hector. I was giving him shit because of his name, but oh well, he was a good lad. I've never met a white-looking Hector before. Usually the Hectors I meet, they're, you know, a little bit Spanish-looking. This was a white boy, but his name was Hector. Hector went to his, you know, his truck, and he got that big old huge drain snake thing and fucking shoved it down there for about 20 minutes until he fucking felt something. And oh my God, what, shit, I thought somebody fucking, like a dead rat or something that he was pulling out of that motherfucker. Oh my God. It looked like a sock after he revealed it. You know, it was all compressed. And he goes, you got a girlfriend or a wife or something? I go, you know, I got a couple chicks that come over from time to time. I go, why? Well, here's your problem. They're stuffing their girly products down the drain. And at first, you know, I was all shy thinking, oh, fuck, he's going to pull out nothing but a bunch of fucking rubbers. And I'm going to look all stupid. Yeah, well, yeah, I do fuck a lot of bitches. I mean, what do you expect? Fuck. But nah, these fucking, these sick bitches, I can't believe these bitches, whatever, throw their girly products down my fucking toilet drain. So Hector came and fucking did the little fucking snake thing. Fucking cleaned it all out. And I'm just sitting there just full of fucking disgust. It's like, I'm the guy that all these bitches call on when they need a good dick. I'm the guy when these bitches need a ride somewhere. I'm the one that always gives them the dick. Huh. I swear I feel like Dr. Dre. Like, this is the motherfucking thanks that I get. Well, thank God I had money. Imagine if I was like a homeless person or something. Fuck. And that was my money for weed. You know, I have separate money for spending, you know, funny money. You know, you go out and have fun with it. And then I have a separate little fucking supply just for weed alone. And it had to come out of my weed supply money. Oh, my God, I wanted to kill somebody. I just thank God those bitches don't put their names on their tampons, because I would have fucking dissected all those fucking maxi pads and the two tampons, and I would have fucking found the bitch. I would have drove my car into their house or their apartment and fucking belly kick them with a boot or something. Well, that's how my day started. I hope everybody had a great day. God bless Roto-Rooter and Hector and Amy. Seriously. I just can't believe that bitches have the audacity to sit there and act like they're pretty little sluts when they're fucking flushing their girly products down my fucking toilet. And I know what you're all saying. Well, if they're on the rag, what are they doing at your house? Hello, you can't dog a woman when she's on her rag. If they need sex, give it to them. I love putting my dragon in the Red Sea. I'm dead serious, people. Even though maybe you may pull your dick out and it looks like you stuck your dick in a big old thing of Jell-O. But shit, sex, when these bitches are on their period, oh my God. Yeah, I know. Can you imagine? Hey, but it wasn't just the surfboard pads. It was fucking a couple of tampons, because I thought it was some darts that were in there too, you know. Now I gotta check every bitch that goes into my fucking bathroom. Like, hey, if you're gonna change your fucking shit, give me your used one. Cause I'm gonna tell. I told people on Periscope I'm gonna put it in a big old jar. I wanna make sure that shit goes to the landfill. But anyways. That's Junkyard America at its finest, people. How's everyone doing tonight? I see we got some new listeners. I see we got some old listeners. I see we got other listeners on other websites. And I want to say shout out to all you listeners. Excuse me, I'm licking the blunt as we speak, so forgive me. Hey, Chewbacca. Chewbacca, you think we could go to like a commercial break or something? Go to a Heineken commercial, since we're sponsored in part by Heineken. Go to a Heineken commercial and we'll be back.
He once ran a marathon because it was on the way home. Bigfoot has taken photos of him. He's the only man to ace a psychoanalysis test. He is the most electrifying man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I make sure I grab some Heinies. Drink heavily, my friends.
Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to Jose out in Chicago. He is the winner of Support Your Team, Wear a Shirt Day. Since he's from the city of Chicago, we're going to send him a nice Chicago Bulls shirt, courtesy of 186. Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show. So, Jose, if you send me your address, we'll make sure we'll send you that shirt that you have won. And thank you for being a fan of the radio show. We appreciate it. Now, let's get on to the subjects of tonight. Let's talk about America. And I'm talking about the real parts of fucking America, where all these cities, all these wonderful places, how come all these beautiful places are turning to fucking nothing but cesspools? Nothing but rotten pieces of fucking monkey shit. Look what happened in Texas. 170 gang members were hanging out in Texas like it ain't no thing. Well, guess what? 9 of them are dead. Because people wanted to get courageous. People wanted to act like sons of fucking anarchy. You know, Blue, if you're listening to the radio show, Blue, you know what? I don't want to hear your comments right now. I seriously don't. I'm reading your Twitter, and I don't want to hear your comments right now. The truth is the truth, and if you can't handle the truth, then you need to go somewhere. So help me God. And you got nice legs, too. Anyways, back to what I'm fucking saying. This is pathetic fucking bullshit. Bikers. And don't say, oh, you're talking shit. You're on the radio. You're safe. Oh, I'm not safe. I go out day in and day out. I fight bikers in my neck of the woods. You think I'm afraid of fucking stupid bikers? You bash their bikes and then what are they? They're walkers. So don't fucking try to get me scared of Sons of Anarchy shit. Because that shit don't fucking ride with me. But all this shit that happened this weekend with this, that should have been prevented. No. This is a place where people, innocent people, go and enjoy themselves. They don't need a bunch of fucking bikers ruining their goddamn Sunday. And I'm dead serious, people. America needs to wake up. They got a bulletin about these fucking bikers on May 1st. Texas law enforcement apparently got a bulletin saying that these guys were going to do what they did. And what did the law do? Nothing. Why do we even have any law anymore? If they're out killing innocent people. If they're letting shit like this happen. What if these bikers got out of hand and killed a family of four? Now what? Everybody loves Sons of Anarchy. Now everyone hates Sons of Anarchy. It's how fucking bullshit this fucking world is. They're all a bunch of hypocrites. And it sickens me that people feed off this shit and they think they're fucking cool. Suck my American fucking dick. And I'm dead fucking serious. I could give a fuck about these fucking phony ass fucking cowboys. Because that's all they are. They're a bunch of fucking motorized cowboys. But yeah, it just sickens me. I gotta turn on the news and I gotta see that shit. I'm just glad nobody got hurt. Anywho, what's going on today in good old America? Well, we have one of our greatest American triathlons. Well, what's his name? Bruce Stina Jenner. Well, apparently the only person that's backing him turning into a woman is Kim Kardashian. See, this is so pathetic. America watches this pathetic piece of shit family. And look, when one of their own wants to be different, they all turn their back on him. But the main star is there on his side. I mean, hello, America, you're getting motherfucking played. Stop watching these idiotic fucking people. These idiotic people use you for your dollars to make them rich. These people are ugly, without makeup. I know bitches that will be shitting on them with no makeup. This is what I tell you people. I see all these kids looking up to Kim K and those other fucking dumb sisters. And then now you got the newer generation. Well, what's the Jenner sisters? Kendra and the other fucking dumb fuck. It's like none of these bitches are even worth anything. Yeah, they make money because companies only feed off their popularity. But if Kim never did that fucking VHS, rotten ass fucking busted down porno, then this bitch wouldn't be so popular. You gotta think about that. This bitch was on the cover of Vogue magazine. And the only way she got there was her start. Sucking Ray J's dick. But wasn't that Moesha's brother? Little Brandy? And now America, all American children are looking up to this piece of shit. Great fucking role model. Those are perfect examples of Junkyard America at their fucking finest. Serious. Perfect examples. Apocalypse, you know damn well that I would never loan you money. Because you're nothing but a piece of shit that sits there and acts like a friend, but you're a backstabbing bastard the next minute. Anyways, in sadder news, did you guys know who the New York rapper Chinks? Did you guys know he was killed? I've never heard of him. But anyways, apparently a guy named Chinks, a New York rapper who was a part of French Montana's Coke Boy group, is dead after a shooting early Sunday morning. 31-year-old male performer named by the name of Chinks. I think that's how you say it. Chinks? Chinks? I don't know. He was shot multiple times in the chest. Another man was also shot. He was in critical condition. But apparently, no eyewitnesses were to be found to point out a murderer. You know, it's so sad when I see these rappers that they, you know, these New York rapper Chinks killed in a shoot. And I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. Seriously, I cannot name one fucking song this guy. How did he get so popular and I don't even know one fucking song this motherfucker sang? There's Junkyard America at its finest. Rest in peace, Chink. Well, apparently, and I do mean apparently, fluffy olive oil pancakes will be arriving at your house pretty soon. Apparently, the new crave is olive oil pancakes. They taste more better than the original pancakes, even though they taste like olive oil. I mean, don't get me wrong. I cook my own pancakes. Shit. All you motherfuckers, if you guys are, you know, players, you got a fine-ass bitch in bed, you wake up next to her and you fucking see that she's still pretty after you fucked her. And shit, it's always an option to be a true man and make a bitch breakfast in bed, you know. But that's on you. But anyways, like I said, the new Crave olive oil pancakes are on their way. So if you see people eating olive oil pancakes, they're probably pathetic. Well, I don't know if you guys ever heard of a serial bride. This is a bride that has, that marries a lot of men. That's why she's labeled a serial bride. Apparently, the serial bride left the judge hanging at the bench. Then a bench warrant was issued for this chick who apparently got cold feet after she got caught trying to marry the 10th man, even though she's married to 9 other men. She's trying to marry the 10th man within 11 years of her getting married to all these men. I mean, I can understand that this bitch was fine looking, but this bitch looks like somebody ran over her and tried to put her face back together. Seriously. I'm going to put this in the chat room because I know a lot of you people say, oh, Goopy, you're lying. You're making up stories. No woman can marry 10 guys. Well, this ugly little gremlin obviously did. And this is a perfect example of Junkyard America, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this woman has felony charges. She married 10 men in a 11-year span. Without a single divorce. Tell me about it. This fucking bimbo. Oh, she supposedly looks good with makeup on. She still looks like a piece of shit. I don't know if anyone's looking at these pictures that are on that website I fucking posted. Sick, nasty bitches. Yeah, these are the bitches I fuck, people. These are the hoes that shove their fucking tampons and their fucking girly products down my disposals. But yeah. Fucking sickening. Well, apparently in Nashville, a man was rescued after 4 days stuck in a storm drain. First off, what the fuck are you doing in a storm drain? How stupid are you to be stuck in a storm drain? Not for one day, for 4 days. What a dumb fucking piece of shit. This guy tried to find his cell phone in a storm drain and got stuck. Stupid motherfucker. What a bunch of fucking idiots. And to those of you out there, we're going to smoke weed in about... We'll do it in about 5 minutes. So, I'm blue. Quit retweeting all my posts. I tweeted Al Roker to sign his suspenders. I'm not lying about that shit. I did that. Anyways. Apparently, in the city of Madera, California, police are looking for two men who jumped a janitor Saturday night at a Save Mart store because the janitor was wearing the wrong colors. Two men jumped a janitor wearing a blue uniform, thinking he was in a gang that represents blue. Isn't that special? If those of you out there know those gang members, the bald-headed one looks like Jose and a little skinnier version of me. Yeah, if you see these guys, call the local authorities because they might jump you for wearing the wrong colors. Jesus Christ. Now, those are stupid, pathetic gang members. Now, I'm a gang member. I know what gang members are and what fucking janitors are. Jesus Christ, fucking pathetic idiots. And that's supposed to be cool? You're hardcore? Yeah, I've been a janitor, yeah. Pathetic pieces of shit. Anyways, I want everyone to press 420 in the chat room, in all chat rooms, in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, in the Talk Shoe chat room, and in the Spreaker chat room. Press 420. And we're going to open up the phone lines right now. And whoever's on the phone, get high with us. Because it's time to smoke some weed. If you know what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear some people coughing. I want to hear some people choking. There's one. Thank you for joining us. There you go, baby girl. Open those lungs. That's what I like to see. Real motherfucker smoking. Big Bill, I'm going to pass this to you. You better pass it right back. Oh, yeah. There you go, Big Bill. Smoke on this shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we're hotboxing the airways. Hey, if you got kids next to you, don't be smoking next to your fucking kids. Seriously, then you guys are going to blame me for getting your kids high. Stupid asses. Hey, Big Bill, back to Apocalypse, because that little bitch thinks he can smoke weed. Hey, get that kid off the line. Oh, yeah, that's some good shit right here. Hey, Apocalypse, you little fucking weasel. Take a hit of this. Where's my homeboy Jose? He's not here, is he? Fucking went to bed all fucking tired like a little kid. Shout out to Hoser, though. He's got to go to work. But yeah. That's what I like to see, people. We're all smoking for a good cause. the hot box, the motherfucking airwaves. A little kid, get that fucking little kid off his phone. Seriously, get that fucking little kid off the phone. We're back now live. It's me and Chewbacca up in this bitch. Yeah, I know Mechazawa called in sick. He's probably playing fucking his Xbox 360 and his Grand Theft Auto 5. You know, when Mechazawa calls in sick after the show, I go to his house to check on him. There's only been one time where he was, like, dying sick, where he had, like, a thermometer in his mouth. But all the other times, I caught him playing video games, eating Cheetos, with his fucking feet on the couch. Like, what the fuck you doing, man? Calling sick to play fucking video games? So that's Mecha Sal for you. That's my co-host. Well, anyways, it's fucking Monday. It's Junkyard America. America needs to fucking wake up. I'm dead serious, people. Has anyone realized the gas prices? They went down for fucking 2 minutes, and then they shot back up even more deadlier than when they were going down. Serious, me and my father were talking about hiring a private group to investigate these fucking people. How the fuck can you sit here and say that your oil refiner workers are on strike and all this and all that, and the reason why the gas is going up because of this, and we're not using the reserves and all. Everyone's got a fucking excuse. But show us on paper. Don't tell us over the phone line. Show us. That's why we need to find a new resource where we don't have to rely on gas. Can you imagine? Everybody in this world uses gas for some sort of fucking machine. Do you know your garbage bags, the black ones, are made from fucking gas, gasoline, oil, and all that crap? Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? But yeah, America is fucking deteriorating, people. And we all need to do something before it's fucking too late, because I'll tell you right now, in about 10 years, it's going to be too late. All these little kids with tight-ass pants, they're going to be fucking so stupid, they wouldn't even know how to get a job. That's why I weep for the future. A lot of people got to realize that this fucking country that we live in, it's the most beautifulest country in the goddamn motherfucking world. We have so much freedom. We had so much soldiers dedicating their life. To bring this country to what it is today. And everyone forgets that. Everyone forgets that fucking, those people. I'm talking about our forefathers. Soldiers recent, soldiers in the past. If we were a weak-minded country, do you think we would win World War II? The courage that those men that were sitting ducks getting off of a boat, getting shot at by Germans, sitting ducks, just waiting to get killed. But those men who made it, they fought because they had that American spirit in them. They had that American dream to keep that country beautiful. All our forefathers who died against the British, you think they want to fucking see this world today on how greedy it is? All these politicians promise you the world, but they can't even give you a penny out of their fucking pockets. I'm serious, people. You gotta fucking wake up and smell the coffee. Everyone has got to realize, and everyone's got to recognize, that that good old President Barack O fucking Obama fucked us, all of us. What the hell are these government fucking assholes doing in our health care? What business is it of them to be in our health care? We didn't even get a chance to vote on it. All of that health care shit was all a fucking lie. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. All that shit's a fucking lie. They lied to us in our fucking face. And what are we going to do about it? Nothing. Nobody's done anything. This president has done so much bad to our beautiful country, and no one has done anything about it. It's what sickens me, people. They lie to you in your fucking face. Straight lie to you. And you're telling me that there's nothing we could do about it? You know, there's laws against presidents that fucking, that totally fail in their presidency. Does anybody know that? There's so much shit that this guy Obama has done. He's lied to us in our fucking face. A president cannot lie to you. That's against the law. But anyways, that's all I got to say about that subject. America needs to fucking wake up. You need to fucking realize what the fuck's going on out there. You think you're fucking safe? None of us are fucking safe. God knows what these bastards are planning right now. As we're sitting here, thinking. God knows what these motherfuckers are planning to do to us. I'm afraid to bring children in this world because of the bullshit that they've fucking developed. America is not safe like we think it is, people. It is corrupt. It is the only country that allowed their president to get assassinated and blame nobody. They did it right, though. They found a loophole. Kill the president, okay, we got the killer. Kill the killer. That investigation for President Kennedy's death, it's over with. The killer's dead, there's no point on investigating. Done. And that's why that case has never been solved. Even if we had video today of who killed President Kennedy, those people won't go to jail. People are probably dead. But like my father once told me, CIA and the Italian Mafia joined forces together to kill fucking Kennedy. Because, number one, he was fucking around with Joe DiMaggio's wife, Marilyn Monroe. And Italians are really greaseballs when it comes to that fucking shit. And, of course, the CIA wanted to kill Kennedy because Kennedy was going to shut down the CIA. That beta pigs, all that shit, Kennedy didn't like that shit. And he wanted to shut those motherfuckers down. And then another thing that most people don't know, if you look on the currency of back in the days, now, the Federal Reserve was apparently shut down right after JFK's killing. The fuck? The fuck is this commercial doing on here? Sorry, we got stupid commercials over fucking radio. That wasn't supposed to happen. Well, apparently, for those of you out there, the money changed when Kennedy died. Yeah. They put, instead of the Federal Reserve, they changed it to the Federal Reserve Bank. Can you believe that shit? New money came out because Kennedy was dead. Kennedy knew what they were going to do. A Federal Reserve note, it's no longer a note no more. Instead of, did I get that wrong? Or did, oh, it was a United States note. But then they changed it to the federal note. Oh, shit. Oh, well, that's a crock of shit. I can't believe that. Anyways, apparently we're going to shut the show down short. Apparently one of our devices that we use to connect all the fucking radio streams is only got 10%. I thought this bitch was being charged all fucking day. Son of a bitch. Well, anyways, we'll cut the show short. I apologize, people. But we'll be here tomorrow for the Danger Zone. And if y'all want to join me, I think I'm going to do a Periscope right after this. So I'm kind of pissed off at this fucking iPad that connects all our fucking shit. Somehow, some way, it doesn't have no fucking juice. Fucking crock of shit if I've ever seen one. I guess Mondays aren't my fucking days. this shit. And I had so much fucking news to tell all of you. Let's try to tell it in fucking, what, 9 minutes? An extreme athlete dies in a base jumping accident. Yosemite National Park, some guy by the name of whoever. Somebody, last name Harry Potter. Apparently he jumped to his death. 7,500 feet. And that's gotta hurt. A girl in Kentucky was dragged 7 fucking blocks after her backpack got stuck to the bus door. The 7-year-old's shoes and pants were ripped off and her legs were badly scraped during this crazy psychotic episode. She's just been dropped off at the babysitter's house. Isn't that sad? Couple facing sunburned foster kids. No, I'm sorry. A couple forced sunburned foster kids to stay out of the sun. What? I'm not even... Chewbacca, that was a stupid story. A hooded man in D.C. is wanted for burning a $1 million home in D.C. A stupid man in China claims that his pet cats gave birth to a baby chihuahua. Isn't that pathetic? The removal of Confederate flags from a Confederate cemetery sparks controversy. Come on. You think white people are going to want their flags taken away? Come on. Oh, here's a poverty pimp at her finest. Here's Junkyard America. Al Sharpton's eldest child wants $5 million from the city taxpayers after she fell in a street, sprained her ankle. Oh, wow. Dominique Sharpton, 28, says she was severely injured and bruised during a fall and blames the city, and she wants $5 million. Well, you could suck my American dick because you're not going to get it. The son of a fallen Colorado deputy gets his father's patrol car. Great. That's all we need. A man was attacked by 5 people, and they took his pants and his shoes. Only in New York, baby. Well, apparently Starbucks and workers, apparently they need to train their staff in better ways because a Starbucks worker was enraged when a woman was trying to pay for her order with a Starbucks app. Only in New York, people. Ruby Chin posted a video of an incident of Starbucks on Facebook when she experienced an awful experience when she tried to pay for her order using a Starbucks app, and the worker was furious. My God. Apparently, a network news television station has apparently got no fucking news to show you, so they decide to show you a 24-hour viewing of sheep having birth. Only in Iceland. Well, a meth lab was found inside a home of an elementary school teacher in North Carolina. Authorities in North Carolina said they found a meth lab inside of a home of an elementary school teacher. Now, isn't that sad? Can you believe that? You're a school teacher. And you're over here using meth to make sure your day goes swell? Anyways, I got to get out of here. My iPad's falling asleep. My name is Goofy Bone, and that is the news tonight. I want to thank all of you for fucking tuning in. Shall we do one last thing? Fuck it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's a short show, but I mean, look at this world and look at what it had. 20 years ago, I would have never imagined these little piece of shit kids walking around, their minds warped like zombies. These kids don't even play in the streets anymore. They're stuck on video games. Where is the parents? And I mean, where's the real parents? The ones that care. The ones that work their ass off to pave a better path for their children. All of you real parents out there, I salute you. Keep up the good work. Don't be like these losers with children having children because they want to get their fucking childs on and have real babies and not take care of them. I want to thank all those people tuning in. Shout out to good old Melissa, my homeboy Hoser, Big Bill, Apocalypse, Little Randy, Larry from the Giggy Mo, Tom, Justin Meyer, Dano, and Clean Cut Bandits. All you people, thanks for hanging out with me and all your contributions. You know, without all your help, this wouldn't be the worst show on this fucking planet. And like I said, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the big dog Chewbacca and Goofy Bone on top of Springer Mountain, looking over the valley of Blog Talk Radio and the misty mountains of Tashu, saying good night. And remember, check your hose at the door and make sure they don't flush their girly products down the toilets.
Are you going to wear that sissy thing?
It's called the life jacket.
Oh, I don't need one.
Prepare to come about.
Ah! Help!
Gotcha!
Oh, wow! It's Jane Van!
You're a lifesaver.
And a life jacket's good protection.
Yeah, like seatbelts in a car. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Spreaker.com.
Now, some of the fans that follow Debbie Daly know about her situation on her cell phone when she had it on the program that she owed $800, and she was talking about on the program, you know, how she was angry about it. Well, I'm angry about this too. It's like, you know, they don't want you to have anything. All my life, it's been a struggle. All my life, it's been a fight. I had to fight being homeless. I had to fight nearly dying a couple of times. And nearly dying because of pneumonia when the Lord told me that it wasn't my time to go yet. And then for my show, I had to fight being off the air for 3 months. And then last week, being off the air for last week. And now this! Just when you thought when you're making progress. When you're making progress, this is happening. And let me see, and let me find out what the heck is going on in my chat room. That's just what it's a bunch, that's just what it is. A bunch of crap. And I do not like being poor. Nobody likes being poor. I mean, this is ridiculous. And nobody likes not being able to have a job either. And then trying to have a business and find out you can't even doggone money out of nothing. Nobody likes it, just I'm dead. Ooh, I'm so mad. So, and I'm trying to call you. I'm just getting my Skype set up right about now. Let me answer the call. Hold on. Oh, wait. I got to call back. Hold on. Oh, wait. I got to call back. Hold on. Hold on. Come on! I just second stank on Scott Dolan Razor. Nobody like it just one bit. Ooh, I'm so mad. I mean, this is ridiculous. Ooh, I'm so mad. Come on,
Scott. From the Andy Burns Show, we are now the Sean Carter Howard.
I am ticked off right about now. And I'm very thankful for that my roommate gave me permission to talk about this, because if we don't have no power, y'all ain't gonna have no Big D Zone. And I'm very thankful that they gave me permission to talk about this, because I'm gonna have a series of emergency updates, and it seems like nobody's in position to have any doggone money around here. What is it? Everybody's broke? What the hell? And I don't want to be putting up some the music, because I'm not going to be that long. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I haven't intended on being that long. I mean,
we are in danger
of losing the show altogether until we get our freaking power back on. I mean, I hate not having anything. I hate it! But, yeah. So that's what happened. And I already put it on my WDR as help. Because I am absurd of being about being broke and being poor and all this other crap. And yes, I said it. I said crap. Okay.
1AD6.2 is brought to you in part by.
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah.
Serious Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear! Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow, because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soylent Corporation, whose newest product is Soylent Green. A green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. Me admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
Hold on,
you're
back here. I hear something. Hold on, I hear something.
Ruin it?
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct
in 5 seconds.